Republicans say they lost the legislature and only squeaked to victory in some other races because labor unions put on a big push against the Constitutional Convention, and those labor voters voted for Democratic candidates in other ballot races, especially in a Cheektowaga and Lancaster district where John Brusso beat out incumbent Ted Morton in a tightly contested race. Between now and when Democrats take over January 1st, legislators have to work out a county budget for next year. Current Chairman John Mills says it can be worked out.
Depends on who's the chair is on the other side of the aisle. Maybe it'll be Tom Loughran. He won pretty good tonight. So, and Tom and I are the only two legislators left from the class of 2006. So Tom and I have a good relationship, and hopefully we can mold a consensus.
Mills cautions that county executive Polling Cars likes to spend money, and his majority caucus held firm against that. Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo won a new term, and he also cautions against what he considers the county executive's spending patterns. Lurigo told the GOP headquarters event he's there for the people.
This was a race about issues, and I tried to make the entire race about issues in my record, and I think the voters heard it, and they want checks and balances in county government, and we're going to continue to provide those checks and balances for as long as I sit there.
While Lurigo is the majority leader, he's a registered conservative, something that's even more important to Republicans because his father is conservative chairman Ralph Lurigo, and the races where the party did well were candidates with conservative endorsement. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.